Good morning. Before I talk about it, like Isaac said, I want to thank my brother David for speaking for us just a moment ago. I'm so glad he was here and able to, for all of you to meet him, and I appreciate him speaking to us for a moment and sharing those thoughts. David's 10 years older than I am, but he's really like an older brother to me. I mean, obviously he is, but he's the stereotypical older brother. What I mean by that is, you know, he helped me grow up. He was a mentor. He helped me in a lot of ways, different areas of my life, including spiritually. One story I'll tell. I must have been about 7 or 8 years old, maybe 9 or 10. He was in high school, and I had just joined Little League for the first time. So I was learning to bat, and, you know, he was on the high school team, and so he was going to help me, teach me, and he was pitching to me, and he beamed me. He plunked me. He did it on purpose. I wasn't crowding the plate or anything. He just intentionally hit me with the baseball. And the reason is because he didn't want me to be afraid of the baseball, you know, as a batter. And that's a big lesson I guess you have to learn. And so, do you remember that? Okay. Well, I do. But No. I remember distinctly. But that's the kind of lessons, you know, older brothers need to teach, I think, their younger brothers. Sometimes it's painful. It's what needs to be learned. And so, and that's why I'm glad he spoke to us, because, you know, he's a good Bible student also. And him being here just seemed like he ought to be the one teaching this morning. So I appreciate him doing that for us all. And I hope you enjoyed his remarks as well. It was great. So we're going to turn our attention to this song, How Long Till the Morning. And, you know, I generally shy away from saying, oh, my Lord, oh, my God, OMG. I don't know that we ought to, you know, be that casual about the word Lord, the name of God. And yet, you know, we see a whole lot of that. But this song says that, doesn't it? I mean, that's really the main thought there in the chorus. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. And the fact is, the Bible says that sometimes. There's a time, I think we could say, when it's appropriate. And you see that kind of expression when people are going through just a horrible time and they don't know when it's going to end. How long, oh Lord? They don't know why it's happening, and they're just, you know, it's an expression of grief, and you see it many times in the scriptures. And so again, I don't want to say it, you know, as a part of my casual conversation, but, you know, what this says is there's a time for just expressing our grief to God, because, you know, life can be so difficult. Look at Psalms 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Have you ever felt like that? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Let those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. There's a time to say, oh my Lord. And so really what this song is about is when, you know, we're going through a time like that. And, you know, one writer described this as, he called it raw poetry. Just when your feelings are so deeply hurt and you're so bothered and you just really express what's in your heart to God. God understands that. This was actually a song that they were to sing. And so it's okay to express those genuine emotions. And that's really what our new song that we're learning this morning is all about. It's when we go through times like that. It might be persecution that could be coming in the future. Or it might be sickness. Or it might be, you know, a relationship or a circumstance. Some relationship at work. Or it could even be a marriage problem like David referred to earlier, where we're just struggling and things are not going well. And we wonder, how long, you know, is God going to allow us to go through this pain? You know, sometimes it just seems like we have more than our share, and the times when life is relatively easier are very short. And then, again, you know, the problems come. So that's really what this song, I believe, is about. Look at the first verse. This verse is really just about nature. It's about the weather. It's about how when you wake up in the morning, like maybe this morning if you went outside, it's just a beautiful, clear morning. The verse talks about how, you know, as the day heats up, you know, the clouds begin to gather. And this is so true here in Florida in the summertime. You know, almost predictably every day there's thunderstorms in the afternoon. The weather gets dark, it gets violent. But consider the mornings of this mortal land, each a new beginning from the Maker's hand. Storms gather throughout the day, and the storm, you know, unleashes, but the day breaks cloudless in the morning. And that is so true, isn't it, here in Florida? That's just typically the way the weather is in the summertime. And I think the author of this song probably said, God is teaching us something in that. And I think that's probably true. You know, storms in the Bible are symbolic of the trials and the tribulations of life. And so it's talking about, you know, when the storms hit in our lives, we go through difficult times and it just seems like it's all breaking loose, but we know that there's a morning, you know, waiting when things will get better. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face? Guide us through our troubles, asking God to help us, to hold our hand and to get us through the difficult times till we rise above them. Just like every day, you know, a new morning will begin. God will get us through to a new day in our life as well. The second verse is great. It's really a verse in which we're all singing to one another. It's kind of coming together collectively and encouraging one another, rising up to battle, reminding one another that we need courage, that there is a foe out there who is going to draw near. And then times are going to get weary, like the verse says. But singing to one another, we say, saints of God, march on, reminding one another of the promise, the assurance we have that he will raise a banner in the morning. You know, God is going to rescue us. And you notice the cadence of this song, the way it's written. It's just kind of like we're coming together, encouraging one another. And then it goes back into the chorus. How long, my Lord, till we see the morning? How long till we see your face? And what I love that it does here is the part I've underlined is really the only part where all these different parts in the song come together in unison. And I think when you sing in the verse, the chorus this way, and at that part, you really join your voices together. And what we're doing is we're praying together for God to do what? To guide us, to get us through this time. And so when we sing that in a little while, I really want to hear that we're saying, guide us through, O Lord, guide us through our troubles. Kind of collectively as a congregation, just appealing to God to help us get through the difficult times that we might be facing. How long? You know, that's the big question. How long are we going to have to suffer? And the Bible answers that question for us. I think we'd all be excited to see that. And it's found in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. How long? 1 Peter 5 says, be sober. This is what we are to do as we live our life. Be sober, be vigilant. Our adversary, the devil, is walking around like a roaring lion seeking whom he will devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing the same sufferings are being experienced by our brotherhood in the world. Look at this. It says, but the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, it says, after you have suffered a little while, he is going to perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle us. That's a promise. So how long does it say we're going to have to go through the tough times? A little while. Some versions say a little while. This just says after you suffered a while. So there's your answer. How long? A while. Now, we would like him to be more specific than that, right? But that's what the Bible says, just a little while. And one of the problems with that is a little while to me means 5 minutes tops, right? But to God, it might mean 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 years. Or it might even mean, you know, till the end of this life and we go to the next life. But notice how it's a promise. The God of all grace who has called us to eternal glory, after we've suffered a while, he will perfect and establish and strengthen and settle us. It's a promise. You know, that if we'll just hang in there, we say, how long, O Lord? But he will someday come to our rescue. If not in this life, certainly in the next, which when you throw in the perspective of eternity, really is just a little while, just a short time. This life, we all know that compared with eternity. Somebody said that, you know, they reflected on the sufferings they were going through and they finally realized that they just need to be thankful for them because What God is doing, they said, is he's just making me more like Jesus through the things I'm experiencing. And that's what this says. God will perfect you. He'll establish you. He's teaching us lessons. He's making us stronger. He's preparing us to have a home with him in heaven someday. I think this is the scripture that David referenced. It says, we should not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, our inward man is being renewed day by day. Our light afflictions that are just for a moment, just a little while, are working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And so that brings us to the last verse, which really just talks about when this life is over, when Jesus returns, that great and wonderful morning, that great and gathering when the Lord descends and we'll rise to meet him. And that's when, you know, all of our troubles will be taken away and we'll face them no more. You know, as we sing this song, I hope you'll think about how some in our number, you know, are going through tough times right now. I'm sure the Wisenants are asking, you know, how long, O Lord? And, you know, the Roden family, they've had their share of trials recently. And others maybe we don't know about. And we need to sing this song, you know, to one another, encouraging one another not to give up. Yes, we share, you know, the grief. That's why we say, how long, O Lord? But we have these wonderful promises that God has given to us, that he does hear our prayer, and he will rescue us when the time is right. So I want to ask you to think about that. And let's all just think on these thoughts as Isaac leads us in the song one more time. And then we will have a few closing thoughts this morning. Let's see.
Consider the mornings of this mortal, and each a new beginning from the Maker's hand. While the storms may gather against the evening sky, the day breaks cloudless in the morning. How long till we see the morning, how long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning. Rise up to the battle, for the skies draw clear. Let us gather courage while the foe draws near. Though the night falls, weary saints of God, march on, and he'll raise our banner in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning. When the trumpet sounds to signal heaven's day, resurrection morning, when the dead shall wake, what a glorious gathering when the Lord descends, and he'll raise to meet us in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning.
Kelvin, what do you think of that song?
Yeah.
Are you going to lead it for us someday?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I look forward to that. Very good. How does everybody else like that? What else did you see in it, maybe, that I didn't bring out that you thought was really worthwhile? Rise up. Okay.
We have a challenge to sound as good as what Isaac played for us.
Isaac, how did we sound? Okay, I thought so too. Yeah.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
That would really sound good.
You know, I love how, you know, the raw poetry, just, it's okay to express our grief and, you know, our, when we're sad and when we hurt and we don't understand. That's what the psalmist did, right? It's okay. But we need to, one of the reasons I think we go to church is to be with our fellow Christians and encourage one another and be surrounded by people and who are trying to do right and who feel for you and who will remind you, you know, to keep focused on the goal. I want to sing one more song this morning. It's also a song, since we've talked about this a lot today, about heaven, and it's a song that's a little bit more familiar to us. Bill's going to lead this as an invitation in just a moment. If there's anybody with us who doesn't have, you know, the hope of heaven, you know your life is not what it ought to be, we sing this for you. We set this time aside for you to encourage you to think about your relationship with God and come. If today's the day you want to respond, and let us help you in whatever way that we can. This is a well-known song. We've sung this all of our lives, most of us. But we were singing it a few weeks ago, and I was thinking even some of the words of this song are a little unfamiliar, not the way that we would normally speak today, and especially the younger generation might wonder what it is we're referring to. But it's a beautiful song. There is a habitation built by the living God, and it's describing heaven really as like a building or a home, a mansion, the Bible says. Look at this, for all of every nation who seek that grand abode. That's one of the most beautiful things about the church, about heaven someday, is that what God planned, and we studied this in Ephesians this morning, is for all of every nation. And I was thinking about how our world, you know, is in such turmoil, and there's so little unity in the world at large. Even in the United States, we can't be at peace with one another. But here's something, you know, that is in this world that is really for anyone of any nation who seeks that grand abode, who turns to Jesus, who wants forgiveness of their sins, who wants to be a follower of God. You know, and it's a place where we can go with people of every nation because we have this common relationship with God. God is our Father. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's a beautiful thing, you know, that God has done. And we're a part of that. That's what's great about being a Christian this morning. The fourth verse says, within its pearly portals. This is the part where I was singing the other day, and I was thinking, do my kids know what this is referring to? Or the young people, do they know pearly portals? That just means a portal is not a place where you escape into another time dimension, necessarily. It just means a hallway, right? Pearly, the halls, the streets, pearly streets like you read in the book of Revelation. Angelic armies sing. Again, Revelation talks about the angels singing to God, worshiping God, praising God. Not only them, but glorified immortals. What is that referring to? It's talking about human beings who have passed from this life and someday will have a glorified body and they will live forever and ever. No more mortality, glorified. And so we sing with the angels the praises of the King. That's what we will do in heaven. You know, and that's always a challenge when we talk about heaven. What will we do in heaven? And we'll sing and we'll worship God forever and ever in heaven. And that's kind of a struggle to embrace that, especially as little children. Well, what am I going to do in heaven? You're gonna be worshiping God forever and ever and ever. And we have a hard time relating to that. And even as adults, I think, we probably have some questions. How many of you remember December 31st, 2014? We met here because it was a Wednesday night, and we had a New Year's devotion that night, like we often do. And we had a whole family come in, and they were all wearing one particular color. Who remembers what color it was? Orange. Who said that? They were in town for the Gator Bowl, and they were Tennessee fans. And they saw on our website that we were having a New Year's devotion, and so they joined us. And so right over here, this whole row of orange, they were proud to wear it to the devotion, New Year's devotion. And so, you know, we were so glad to have them, and, you know, we invited them to participate, and there were several young men who got up and led songs and said something, and there was the older gentleman. He was the patriarch of the family. He got up several times, and then one of his boys would get up, and then he would get up again, and he had a sermon for us. It was an acrostic, A, Happy New Year. How many of you remember that? And A stood for abstain from evil, and H stood for, you know, he had a lesson in every letter, and then he would sit down, and somebody else, and then he would get up again. And I finally figured out, I think he thought we were going till midnight. I think that's what he thought we were going to do. And I finally had to say, no, sir, 1 hour is about all you get from us. And, you know, I feel bad about that. I think that's what he thought. Well, think about this. You know, that's what we're going to do in heaven. We're going to sing praises to God with the angelic armies and all the people who trusted in Jesus and obeyed him. And we'll do that forever and ever, the Bible says. And I don't really understand exactly how that's going to work, but I do know this. It's going to be perfect. We all know that, don't we? It's going to be absolutely perfect, probably in ways that we cannot even imagine right now, but we trust God. And we know that it's going to be perfect, and we do not want to miss it when we see the face of God. And we'll finally understand, you know, everything, purpose of our trials. It'll all make sense. For now, we've got to trust him on that. And we'll just simply want to praise him forever and ever. This also is a great song. O Zion, lovely Zion, I long thy gates to see. When shall I dwell in thee? When we go through tough times here on earth, you know, it just makes us long someday to escape this world and be free from all the pains. And so we need to be sure that we've understood the gospel and obeyed it, and we have that hope of a home in heaven. And if there's anyone here this morning who, you know, is missing that, and you know you are, and you want to be right with God, we're here to help you again. Let us do so any way that we can. Let's all join together as we sing this great song, and if you need to respond, please do, as Bill leads us.